And so here was Moses, and he had expressed his lack to the Lord. But, you know, God had a provision for him, an abundant provision. And when God calls you to do something, I want to encourage you that he gives you the furniture you're going to need, the furnishings you're going to need to accomplish his will. Amen? He guarantees us he's going to supply our needs to be able to accomplish his will in our life. Amen. So Moses was weak, but God was strong. And the Lord was saying to Moses, look, Moses, I'll be your capability. Hallelujah. Isn't that nice to know? No matter what you're going to face tomorrow, the troubles we're facing today, God is my capability. Hallelujah. And if I need a message, God will give me a message. Amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, if I'm feeling inadequate, yeah, I'm not good enough. Jesus has qualified you. Amen. Each one of us. And so we see that he's our guarantee. Yes. And if we don't feel accepted, God will cause us to be accepted. And if we don't feel successful, don't worry about man's measurement of success. Worry about God's. And our success is just to follow in Jesus. Praise God. And so the Lord was encouraging Moses here. And, you know, the Lord was his capability. Amen. The Lord would be his success. And so we need to take care of God's, the things God calls us to. You know, we're waging Jehovah's war. Amen. And if you're in a fight today, waging Jehovah's war, you think he's going to let you lose? No. He's the biggest kid on the block. Amen. And he's not a kid. Praise God. And so, if you're not familiar with these two, this portion of scripture, go home and read chapter 3 and 4 today. It's an excellent story that God is writing here. And you know, we're just weak instruments. Amen. But we serve a supernatural God. And so even when you're weak, that's when you're at your best. Amen. Because God is strong. Praise God. And he's able to accomplish everything he wants to accomplish, no matter how weak I am or no matter how strong I am. The Lord's able to accomplish his will through his weak vessels. So if you feel inadequate today, I want to encourage you that there's nothing that God can't do. And he's done great tasks through the weakest vessels. And it's important that we invest in his presence and in his power. And Jesus said to the church of Philadelphia, I'm opening up a door before you. Hallelujah. It's an awesome thing to wait on God to open up a door. My best friend in the 80s, Joe Hoskin, we were like Jonathan and David. Where you found one, you found the other. We were attached. And I was married at the time, and Brother Joe was longing to have a wife, and he was praying and waiting for God to open up the door and bring him a wife. And that was the right way to do things. And in 1982, we had a tent meeting. And in the tent meeting, Charles Hofflander came up from the States to be an evangelist. And he started in one of the sermons he preached, you know, when it was time for me to look for a wife, I prayed, Lord, I don't care if she's knock-kneed, bow-legged, or pigeon-toed. As long as she loves you, that's all that matters. And so that's the way Reverend Hofflander was preaching. And his wife was there. I don't know how she felt about it. But after the meeting, I said to my best friend, Joe, I said, Joe, you're not praying right. You got to pray like Reverend Hofflander. He said, no way. I'm not praying that prayer. No way. And, you know, I had spent 35 years in sheet metal. Joe was an auto mechanic, and We had just been called out fresh into the ministry. And, you know, isn't it funny how people talk according to their trade or where what they're working in? And we went to the barber, and I would say, snip a little off around the ears and shear off that stuff hanging in the front. And Joe would say, clean up the black walls and polish the hub. And because he didn't have any hair in those days, he might have grew some by now. And so Joe was trusting the Lord to open up a door for him. And he was looking for a princess, and he wasn't going to compromise. And so what Joe didn't know is there was a princess down in New York, and she is praying, Lord, I don't care if he's knock-kneed, bow-legged, or bald. Just as long as he loves you. And circumstances brought Lois to Canada, and Joe met Lois. And I was privileged to be their best man at their wedding. And I'm saying these things because my good friend Joe waited for God to open up the door. And he got his princess. Hallelujah. He didn't have to kiss a lot of toads along the way. Praise God. And so the story in that is for us. Wait for God to open up your doors. It may not be about a partner. Might be something else, but, you know, the Lord is our doorkeeper. Amen? The Lord is the one who opens doors and closes doors, and His timing is always perfect. He's never wrong with His timing, and I'm mostly anxious, and I want something before it's a due date, but the Lord is always on time. And so Moses spent 40 years in the backside of the desert getting ready for this great task that God had prepared for him. And the Lord reduced him to the place where he would have to trust the Lord. You know, you can see in the Bible how God had people in a certain place, training them, getting them ready for the blessings God had for them. Because the blessing God had for them was too big for them just to receive without receiving some training. And so here was Moses, an ordinary man. He killed a guy. Anyone here guilty of killing someone? No. Oh, that's good. You're a better sinner than I am, if there is such a thing. But God took a murderer and a sheep farmer, and he wrote a story on his life. And the reason he was able to write a story on his life is because Moses submitted to God. Amen. And God wants to write a story on all our lives, and he's already been writing it for some time now. Amen. He wants to write that story on our life. And maybe I'll read a verse from Ephesians. And it's 2:10. I've read it so much that everybody probably has got it memorized by now. And it says, for we are his workmanship. We're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. We're God's workmanship. Amen. God wants to make you his masterpiece. God wants to make you the boast of heaven. And the work is already in motion. And it started when Jesus went to the cross. Hallelujah. He's not done with us yet. We've got lots more work to be done. And but the reason Jesus came was to fix that which is broken. He came to save us and to rescue us. And he wants to write a story on our lives. And our job is to submit to every turn of the potter's wheel. Amen. You know what? The potter's wheel is where he makes vessels. Hallelujah. Vessels that he can use in this world where he can exert his power and his will. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to stop preaching now. I'm going to say a little prayer for us and ask the worship team to come. And you know, we're going to have a little altar service, and you can pray from where you are in your seats, or you can come to the altar service. But I just want to encourage you to take a minute or two while the worship team is singing and pray about something that God might have spoke to you this morning. Amen. Doors that need to be opened in your life, remind the Lord of those doors. Amen. Or deliverances or whatever it might be. But let's make sure we talk to God about the things he's been talking to us about. And so, worship team, please come as I pray. And Lord, we hear you calling to us this morning. Hallelujah. And we want to respond to your call, Lord. We want to be those people that your eyes are roaming to and fro through the whole earth. We want you to find us loyal, Lord. We want you to find us. We want to find your strength to accomplish your will and good pleasure in the earth. And so, Lord, we pray today. We give ourselves to you. And Lord, we pray for these doors that have been sealed shut, that you would open them to us and bring us into the places we've been shut out of, whether it's for healing, whether it's for deliverance, whether it's for hoping for something else. But Lord, we commit it all into your care, and we pray, give us grace to submit to every turn of the potter's wheel so that we can become the works of your hands, so that we can become, hallelujah, your masterpiece. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.